Here's the most astonishing thing about this next report. Everything you were about to hear really did happen in a single decade. NPR's Tamara Keith reports on 10 years of financial scandal.
It's like we've been living a horror movie.
It's kind of like a mass that keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers, WaMu, Fannie, Freddie, AIG. 600-point drops in the Dow in a single day. 7 million lost jobs. It almost makes the big business scandals from earlier in the decade seem quaint. Enron brought the first shock of the decade. The energy trading firm was a virtual cash machine until its accounting fraud was revealed. The company filed for bankruptcy in December 2001, laying off thousands of employees. Employees who had invested their retirement funds in Enron stock were wiped out. Congress quickly responded with a series of hearings featuring executives like former chairman and CEO Ken Lay.
Mr. Chairman, I come here today with a profound sadness about what has happened to Enron, its current and former employees, retirees, shareholders, and other stakeholders.
In 2006, Lay was convicted of fraud for lying about Enron's financial state in the months before the company's collapse.
I firmly believe I'm innocent of the charges against me, but despite what happened today, I am still a very blessed man.
Lay died of a heart attack before sentencing. The scandal also led to the demise of the accounting firm Arthur Andersen. But the accounting scandals didn't stop there. In 2004, former WorldCom CEO Bernard Ebbers was indicted on charges of fraud, conspiracy, and filing false documents with regulators. Then Attorney General John Ashcroft announced the charges.
The message to CEOs is that integrity is very important, and that the falsification of a condition of any documentation that relates to your company is a serious matter.
For years, WorldCom executives had used creative accounting to make the company seem more profitable than it really was. In July 2002, it filed for bankruptcy. The fraud was estimated at $11 billion. Ebbers was sentenced to 25 years in prison. At about the same time, another scandal was unfolding. Tyco. Prosecutors accused company executives of using Tyco's treasury as a personal piggy bank. There were lavish homes and bonuses, and perhaps most notably, a $2 million birthday party for CEO Dennis Kozlowski's wife. The party featured an ice sculpture in the form of Michelangelo's David, a laser show, and a performance by Jimmy Buffett. Stephen Cutler at the Securities and Exchange Commission described the charges against top Tyco execs, who, he said,
treated Tyco as if it were theirs alone, taking out millions of dollars without ever telling investors.
Kozlowski and his CFO, Mark Swartz, were sentenced by a New York state court to terms of 8 to 25 years. In 2003, scandal struck Martha Stewart when she was indicted by a grand jury on charges related to insider trading. The following year, a jury found her guilty of conspiracy, obstruction of justice, and making false statements. Although Stewart maintained her innocence, that September, she announced she would begin serving her prison sentence immediately.
I suppose the best word to use for this very harsh and difficult decision is finality, and my intense desire and need to put this nightmare behind me, both personally and professionally.
5 months later, Stewart walked out of prison wearing jeans and a poncho, promptly setting off a minor fashion sensation. But none of these scandals can compare to the epic fraud committed by Bernard Madoff, who last December admitted to his sons that his successful asset management business was one big lie. The Ponzi scheme took tens of billions of dollars and left victims like Sharon Lissauer.
I put all my savings in stupidly and because I trusted him so much.
Madoff is serving his 150-year sentence at a federal prison in North Carolina. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
The decade in capitalism.